Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey friends, it's so great to have you on the weekday podcast. My name is Bobby. We're so glad you're here today. My hope is that these few minutes would offer encouragement. And one of the areas that I find a lot of people are honestly confused about is who the Holy Spirit is and what does He do in our life. And one of the things that He actually does is He stands by us and He stands up for us. There's a song years and years ago called Stand By Me. And so I started to think about that because here's what Jesus says in John 14, verse 16. He says, I will ask the Father and He will give you another helper, talking about the Holy Spirit, that He may be with you forever. What's interesting is that word in English for helper comes from a Greek word called parakletos. Kletos means to call upon. Para at the beginning of the word means to be beside. And so literally, Jesus is saying one of the things the Holy Spirit does is He comes beside us. He stands up for us when we cannot stand for ourselves. Some translations call Him a helper. Some translations call Him a comforter, a counselor. But I love this word advocate, somebody that can stand for you and speak for you. One of the reasons why this is so important is because if you're a believer, you have an enemy. And one of the things the enemy does is he accuses us. He might say you're not really saved, or you're not good enough, or God doesn't love you, you'll never change, you're alone, your faith is fake, on and on and on. And in those moments, there are going to be times when you need to ask the Holy Spirit to do what you can't do for yourself and say, would you stand up for me? Would you say what is true? So today, I just want to encourage you that you're not meant to do this life alone. You're not meant to try to live the Christian life out of your own strength, out of your own ability. In fact, Jesus said in John 15 that if we abide in Him and He in us, we'll bear much fruit, but without Him, we can do nothing. So today, maybe the thing that you need is the Holy Spirit standing by you, speaking up for you when you can't for yourself. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.